Welcome to the Create the Future with Rick Williams podcast. Conversations with leaders who made difficult decisions and built lasting legacies. I am Rick Williams. I speak and write about how leaders can be more successful. My best-selling book, Create the Future, is your essential guidebook for making difficult decisions. This podcast is an opportunity for me and for you to hear how leaders with a wide variety of backgrounds have managed the challenges they faced, made difficult decisions, and had courage when going forward is tough. You will learn important lessons from other leaders. You will find that engaging with our 30-minute conversation will be a great investment of your valuable time. So let's get started. Welcome to the Create the Future podcast. I'm Rick Williams. The Create the Future podcast is an opportunity and a forum for leaders to share their stories about making difficult decisions for their company or any organization for that matter, and in some cases for themselves. My goal with the Create the Future podcast is to create a forum where leaders can share their stories about making difficult decisions, and you, the listener, will become a better leader for your organization by learning from other leaders who've been in faced similar situations to yours, what worked, what didn't work, lessons learned. So we are very fortunate today to have a great guest who will share his story, a compelling story about difficult decisions he's made, and also share you a little bit about his practice as a executive and executive coach. So I'm excited to introduce you to Kim Sawyer. Kim is an executive coach and has been the CEO of the world of the Wellsource. So Kim, introduce yourself, a little bit of an introduction. Tell us about your path up to this point.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much for having me here. This is great. I love these conversations. And I love to share how my own experience and then later my experience working with my clients has evolved into a whole way of looking at life, career, in a bigger picture. And so I'm excited to share the message. And I'm also wanting to share some of my own meaningful decision points in my life. So yeah. I started my career coming out of an Ivy League education as a bit of an adventurer. I was ready to let go of all the extracurricular activities and all the studies and all the structure. And I spent probably 5 years hitchhiking, traveling, exploring, and really just setting out to seek my fortune. And it was a wonderful experience, informative in many ways. I mean, it was a controversial decision with my peers and my parents. But again, I decided to take the road less traveled, and it was a meaningful experience for me. Mm-hmm. However, 5 years into my 20s, I realized it really hadn't amounted to much in terms of career, that I was basically back at start again, or I might have been coming out of school. And I had to say, well, what can I do at this point that would help redirect me and turbocharge my career forward? And I made a decision to go the opposite direction, which was to join the military. So I spent the last half of my 20s in West Berlin at the time in the U.S. Army and filled in a lot of the gaps that were missing from my 5 years of adventure. Had found a new way of looking at myself, a new way of looking at the world, new habits and lifestyles that really helped foundation for me to move forward. Got out of the military. Did not want to make a career of it. And there I was again at another decision point. And my decision was, do I go get a job like the traditional path? If not, what do I do? So I decided not to decide, which is a decision in and of itself. And instead, I started a little side business for the summer that I thought I could do to make some money while I postponed getting a job. Well, as it turned out, that decision had unexpected results, as so many of them do. And that business turned out to be quite a success. And before the end of the summer, I was off and running and I was hiring people building a business, learning to be a CEO of my own small local business enterprise, and grew it over the 90s to be several million dollars a year with 20 employees and a partner, which was a phenomenal experience. So I launched into a career of entrepreneurship, even though I didn't intend that when I made that tough decision. And of course, we're seeing a pattern here of tough decisions that don't go where I thought they were going to go, but lead me to something better. And that's part of the story I pass on to my clients in their careers. So when that business sold at the end of the 90s, I decided to try it again with a bigger business and other people's money. So I pulled a management team together, got angel financing, and was ready to launch an enterprise called Cafe Exec, which, if it succeeded, might be something like WeWork today, well, in its better days. However, we were about to get our Series B and open our first couple of locations, and 9/11 occurred.
Oh, wow.
And our financing went down with the World Trade Center, and we all had to go look for a career. Well, that seemed like a horrible failure to me. I mean, like, that was bad news. I did not like that. That was my dream dashed. And I was at another decision point. You know, what do I do here? Do I fight it? Do I feel bad for myself? How do I go about dealing with this? And so I started doing some consulting for your abide some time. I've had about 3 years worth of money to explore. And while I was consulting, I discovered that all of the personal growth work I had done had really become a big part of me and what I was bringing to my clients. So it was more the people side of their businesses that I was enjoying and really making a difference. So I chose org development, never heard of it before, but I found that that's the area of business that deals with that. And I went and got a master's degree. And while there, I discovered coaching. And in the early 2000s, coaching was just becoming a thing in business. The first coach institute, Coach U, opened up. And I met the founder as an adjunct instructor, and I signed up. I said, this is the thing for me. My love for business, my love for personal transformation, all in one career. And I went, signed up, started getting training. And in 2002, I launched The Wealth Source, my business and executive coaching practice. Now, in one way or another, I've been doing that ever since and probably will for the rest of my life. This is what I'm built to do in the world. However, if my business has succeeded, Cafe Exec, I never would have found this. So go figure, what's success and what's failure at the end of the day?
Well, I'm hearing this is one of these stories of actually an early failure was the path. It was the trigger for getting you on the right path where you became really successful. And that in itself is a great story. I have to say, I'm going to go back on a couple of the points you raised. So my son dropped out of college after the first year. And you can read into that, whatever you want to read into it. But anyway, he did, saying, you know, I don't really know what in the heck I want to do with myself. And he went into the Navy. And I have to say, that was probably the best formative experience of his of his young life at that point. And his career afterwards basically built on what he learned. He finished college in the Navy, and it gave an opportunity to build a confidence in himself, who he was, and a set of skills which were in really high demand when he came out. So I know you didn't, your career in the Army was not the foundation of your career afterwards, but I'm sure you went through an important maturing experience during your time. I mean,
Absolutely.
Would you say that as I know you didn't really elaborate on that, but what was your experience with that?
Well, it absolutely was. I mean, the decision was, well, I can't keep floating around anymore. I really want to move ahead with my life. This isn't working for me. So I thought, okay, let's do the opposite. That was my decision. Let's just jump out there and do the opposite. Now, I had no idea how transformational that would be in terms of my own self-image, my set of values, the pride I took in going up in the world in a certain way, the discipline and structure I brought to my life, and also the leadership I learned. So it did not give me skills that formed the basis of a career, but it set me a foundation for living life much better than I would have otherwise.
Yeah. Well, you have laid out a series of decisions and very important decisions about choosing what you were going to do at different stages of life, getting up to where you are now. And what I'm hoping through this podcast is to give people a sense of what how people have, like yourself, have how they made these decisions and what worked and what didn't work. And I'm wondering if in a little of with a little perspective, you think maybe will you think about and then talk a little bit about how did you make early decisions versus where how you would make decisions now? So, for instance, did you, I mean, I'm sure you didn't, but at the time when you were deciding, gee, should I go in the army or what should I do when I get out of the army? I don't know if you were married or not, or you had your parents were engaged with you as helping you think through, you had buddies that were thinking. How did you go through the process? If you went through any process other than, hey, gee, I got to do something, I'm just going to do that. I mean, just talk about you as an early, a young in your career decision maker.
Well, clearly, my approach to decisions earlier in my life was much less structured, much less intentional, much less discerning and thoughtful. However, the driver was much the same. I've always been more or less an entrepreneur at heart in personality. I've pretty much made my own money in one way or another since I was little. Except for the military, I haven't had a job. I've worked for myself, had my own business, or done something along those lines. So the way I made decision was, well, I looked at my current situation. I looked at all the options in front of me. I thought, how can I introduce the greatest chance for something new? Because I can't quite picture what it would be. And then I took the leap. You know, the difficult decision. I knew I was going in a direction that would open up possibilities I couldn't predict, but it also may allow me to see things about myself and reality that are really the right answer that I might not know now. But I had to choose to leap out there somewhere into an uncomfortable spot. And so being willing to get uncomfortable, or better yet, to get comfortable being uncomfortable, was a big driver in my decision. Now, later in life, as I matured, I began to realize the importance of mentors and peers and advisors. And I would learn to run things by people because my own thinking sometimes gets a little skewed. And I needed that reality check. So that became part of it as I matured. Also, as I went forward through these decisions, I would look back and take the lessons I'd learned from previous decisions, and I would upgrade my decision-making process. I actually began to think about what does it mean to make decisions and how do I make decisions? And ultimately, that fed a lot into my coaching because the whole science or technology of decision making is part of the toolkit I bring into my coaching and then more recently into career management.
No, that's good. I'm thinking about I want to just emphasize one thing you said, that a change between when you're in your 20s versus later, I'm going to say 30s or 40s, is that when you're young, when you were young, and it's I think it's true for everybody. So I'm not this is not just you, but as an example, you pretty much said, okay, I got to do something here. I'm not sure how it'll work out, but I'm going to do it. And we could talk a little bit about, what you had to, get yourself to do to make that decision. But that's pretty much how you did it. And then later on, you said, okay, there are some big risks in what I'm going to choose to do here. I'm going to talk to some mentors and coaches and close colleagues that I can trust and get their inputs on this. I mean, that is more a process of later on in life, that was one of the big changes you made about yourself as a decision maker. And I think that is extremely important because the what I am encouraging through my work and my writing and speaking is that you do just that. The take the risk of talking to other people about what you're thinking, what you're planning to do, because in fact, your perception of what is reality, what you can do, and what your perception of yourself may be wrong in some cases. And I encourage people to be open to listen to feedback from others. And that's what you're saying you've done as part of your own process for yourself. And I'm sure you also talk about that with when you're doing coaching assignments. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. I actually, so as a coach, I study success. It's a science for me. I study all the things that go into success, defining it, decision making. What does it mean to perform? What does it mean to value? How do I coordinate my efforts to a larger plan? What is the relationship between a plan and reality, which knows more than I know? My plan is only an estimate. So there's this whole set of tools that, and I love the study of that. And decision making is a big part of it. And when I look into something that I want to master and then help my clients master, it all starts with a clear definition of what I'm talking about. And, how often do people ask, well, what is a decision compared to other things that we think of when we think of decisions? Because if I'm not really clear on what exactly it is, how can I learn about it and master it? So I didn't find one out there. I had to kind of think for myself, what's an operational decision that could work? And I distinguish between choices and decisions. So to me, a choice was something I do in the moment between this and that. And then I go this way instead of that way. And life, every moment's full of choices. I mean, I consider myself an investor, and every moment I'm investing my life in something, but not something else. However, how do I make good choices? Well, that's where decisions come in. I think of decisions as choices made in advance. So when I step back and I think about my values, my principles, my plans, my goals, when I develop a model in my mind of what I might want my life or career to look like, then I can move into each moment and have a basis for making choices that will prosper me rather than stumbling along hoping for the best. So that way of looking at decisions and then recognizing that that whole model of plans, values, etc. is but an approximation, because I know but little, as you mentioned. The world is full of new information, new things I learn about me, and then just all the events that haven't happened yet. So I've got to realize the limitations of my best thinking, and but I have to have my current thinking to move forward. But then I move forward and I watch what unfolds in reality. And instead of complaining about it, if it's not what I thought, like in the pandemic, which was a huge decision point for me, and I learned a lot, instead, I just take that as the new information I need to have a better plan and then move forward from there. So that's the way I look at the relationship between decisions and action and showing up in a way that I get informed by reality instead of the little picture I have in my head of what I think ought to be.
I talk about your primary responsibility. It's not your only one, but a primary responsibility as the leader is to make decisions. And the next step to that is if you're in a situation where you're going to have to make, or you or your leadership team or your board of directors, executive, whatever it is, start with defining what exactly is the decision that I or we have to make. And I think that concept of your responsibility to decide, and secondly, what exactly do we have to decide, gives you great power as a leader, because it then focuses your discussion onto, okay, we will decide if that is the requirement, we will decide. A, we will decide. That's the big decision right there. And B, let's focus on what it is we need to learn, discover, create in order to make the specific decisions that we've identified that we have to make. It's an organizing concept that gives you as the leader a lot of power in the process because you're then managing that process. Now, I want to hear your story. I'm just telling you that I'm taking what you're saying and putting it in the context of how I talk about decision making in my writing and speaking. And I don't know, does that resonate with you? I kind of would like your feedback as to how you think about that in the context of the counseling and coaching that you're giving.
Well, I certainly understand and can relate to the process that you laid out. And again, you're right. I think it's not so much what the decision is that I end up making, but it's having real clarity around what are my options, what are my purposes, what are my priorities, and now how can I look at reality in front of me and use that information to pick a course, and then recognize it may not be the right course, but it's the best I can pick, and I need to move forward in that direction. And recognizing the limitation of my best guess so that I don't get too fixated on having the end goal be exactly what I pictured, but instead, I think of it as moving a process forward that continues to yield new information that allows me to adjust to my next decision.
I 100% agree with you. It's A, your responsibility is to make decisions, but what you're also doing is you're managing the process. And that's exactly what you're saying. It's your process, it's the process of your collaborators and leadership team, advisors. It's managing the process as well as, quote, making the decision. You know, I in the time we have a few more minutes to go through this, I think it'll be interesting to hear about your experience as an individual when you've had to make these important decisions. And I think about that in the sense of you referenced the COVID, the pandemic, and having to make a major change at that point in your own practice. And I'm hoping you can think back to that and think about, you know, what was that experience when you had a really important decision on the line? What was that like for you as the person who had to make the decision? Were you afraid? Were you excited? Were you, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I got to talk to somebody who can tell me what, I mean, what was that process like for you as an individual?
I was really blessed the timing of that because by the time that occurred, I had really built a lot of tools in understanding my thinking, my reactions, understanding like right, what I call a right relationship with reality. And one of the things I learned even before that happened was, and I learned it from my failed cafe exec, I don't know what's good and bad in my life. I don't know what success or failure really is in the big picture. What I know is what feels good or feels bad. And I know is, did it match my picture or did it not match my picture? And the natural reaction of people is when something feels bad or doesn't match the picture in their head, it's a problem. Something's wrong. Reality's wrong. Things have gone wrong. I'm under siege. What do I do to fight back here? And they take a survival reaction response, which is the worst possible way to deal with an unexpected reality. So I knew that going in. And of course, as a human, in the first month, it was a shock. And I experienced all those natural reactions. You know, every area of my life was changed. My business basically came to a total halt. All my plans and goals were like, nope, stop, can't go forward. And I knew though quickly I had to take a breath and accept, okay, these are just new circumstances and way not predictable, way challenging in the consequences, way doesn't feel good. However, what if I didn't have before and all I had was now and this is how things were? What would I do? And I say, okay, All right, let's take an assessment of all these circumstances, like people on computers more, stuck at home, virtual interactions expanding, et cetera, et cetera. So what can I do that'll leverage this to create good results? And so I did. I made that shift from survive to thrive. I said, okay, how can I begin to change my business here? And I began to shift my entire model because I had to. I began marketing online through LinkedIn. I began building social capital relationships with people through LinkedIn that I still maintain today, where businesses come in years later that I never expected at the time. I began delivering all of my coaching virtually instead of driving all over town hours at a time for every hour of billable coaching, because my clients went from local to worldwide when I began marketing online. And they expected virtual coaching, and now they were all on Zoom. And then, of course, that's just my business. But it ended up in 6 months, I had my next best year ever because I was doing the same work for the same price in a third of the time. I was at home, enjoying my life with family, my relationship, I mean, every area of my life, because I stepped back, didn't fight it, and stepped into it. Every area of my life within 2 years was so far better than before the pandemic. And I will never let go of that lesson, because even when little unexpected things happen that I don't like, I right away go, okay, I know what this is. I'm going to step back here and I'm going to say, okay, how can I make whatever this is work for me? So
Well, I
that's what I
want.
learned in the pandemic.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get. I want you to go back to that moment when you didn't know what was going to work or not work. Were you afraid or discouraged or just hey, whatever's going to happen? I mean, what you had to overcome. In order to step forward and say, hey, I'm going to try something completely different here. I don't know if it'll work or not. In order to do that, you had to set aside, I don't know what it was. Was it fears or God damn it, this is unfair to me? Or I mean, what did you have to emotionally overcome in order to go and drive that forward to what was great success.
Well, all of it, as I said, my first month was simply recovering from the emotional reactions to everything gone wrong. I went into victim mode. I went into how can I get it back the way it was? I went into how can I fix this? I went into like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I guess I'm just going to sit. I mean, all of that, because as a human, none of us cannot experience that in the beginning in a situation like that, even in littler ones. However, I had learned as a coach and in all my personal growth work, I had learned that I have to live life from the inside out. I had to learn prior to that some real skill at managing my inner environment. I had to learn to stay in there in a calm place of a conscious choice in the midst of emotions and thoughts and reactions because they happen all the time. And if I'm not skilled at staying present and aware, my actions and perceptions will be controlled by those emotional reactions. So I was fortunate to know that going into the pandemic. And it did. It took me a few weeks to slowly reorient myself to a calmer, more open perspective. But that has to happen first, even moment to moment. Let's say the next phone call comes in and a client says, I'm going to stop using you. Well, I have to go through that whole process all over again, so that I can think, okay, how do I best want to respond to this client? Because I'm wanting to be of service and leave a good impression. And now, if they're not here, what can I do with that time that might be even more valuable? I mean, I had to move out of the emotional reaction of, oh shit, look what's happening to me. And I had to move out of that into this more well-considered approach. But Rick, before we run out of time, what I'm really interested in lately is how I've been able to use this process and build it into an approach to career, which I think is a
No,
question
absolutely.
everyone in your audience has.
Yeah, no, I think that would be great. I'll tell you what I wanted to ask you as sort of the wrap-up question. You can deal with both of these at the same time or either as one answer. Is I'm fortunate to be talking to you as somebody who's not only made some tough decisions, but has a lot of self-awareness about what you were doing and are acting as a very senior coach to people who are going themselves are going through tough situations. So talk a little bit about how you would be what you would like to have as the takeaway for the people listening to you as to what can they do when they're going through these tough decisions themselves, to manage themselves, to go through the process and come out of it successful. Give a little bit of what you would be saying to those clients of yours coaching that you want to share with this audience.
So here's what I'll say. As I move through things and get to bigger and bigger pictures of understandings of what's going on and how things fit together, I'm an integrator and I'm always looking for that bigger, broader pattern. One of the things I've realized is probably the most important decision anyone can make has to do with our outlook toward a situation, the paradigm or frame of reference I'm taking toward something I'm in the middle of. And so in the pandemic, made a shift of paradigm from I'm not a victim here. I am open to an entirely new set of opportunities and circumstances. How can I leverage them? And I had to make a decision that fits that whole perspective. Now, another really important one that I've made in my career over the last 10 years as coaching and my business has changed, and my clients are making all the time is what is the paradigm I want to bring to my career? Who am I in my career? Am I an employee working for an employer who's going to help me be successful if I help them be successful and wait and see what happens next? Which is the typical current paradigm of an executive or an employee? Or am I the CEO of a business enterprise called my career? Where I'm bringing to market me and everything I can do that might be of value to those people for whom it'd be the greatest value, who might pay me the most. And while I serve my current customer with one long-term customer at a time, am I looking for better customers, future customers? Am I improving the product I bring to market? And am I growing my business toward a future that's exciting? Now, an employee doesn't think about any of those things. They go to work every day. When they're done, their career's over, and they go live their life and they hope for the best. And my clients hit this level of success where all of a sudden that's not working anymore. There's not an easy path forward in their company. They're not so fulfilled about where their career's taken them, even though they're successful. And they're like, I'm telling them, you know what? What if you were proactive and manage your career? I call it the business of your career. And I've built all that into an entire program called the Career Mastery Program. So in 6 months, I take a client through all of the things they need to learn in changing their thinking, behavior, and skills. So that at the end, they have a management system where they are proactively running and directing their career while they do their day job. And that's the latest decision point I'm trying to bring to my clients.
Well, that's great. Kim, you have been a terrific guest. You've brought a lot of you've shared a lot about yourself and what you've gone through and what's worked and in some cases what didn't work. So tell our audience how they can get in touch with you and learn more about you.
Well, first, Rick, I want to thank you again for the invitation and allowing me to appear on your podcast. And I hope we get to do it again in the future. But in appreciation for inviting me, I'd like to make an offer to your audience.
Yeah,
To any
absolutely. I
successful
welcome any offers. Great, go ahead.
executive out there who feels stuck in your career these days and not sure what to do about it, I'm offering you my career mastery session. In it, we'll discuss your career history, where you are now, and what's really possible to you going forward. And in the process, You'll walk away with action steps you can take to begin launching you ahead. Normally, it's a $300 session, but if you mention this podcast, it'll be free to you. Spots are limited, so I encourage you to sign up soon, and I will send all the information to Rick necessary for you to redeem my offer, and I think he'll put those in the podcast notes.
Okay, is there a website that people or LinkedIn? How can people contact you?
Well, I have a website and I am on LinkedIn, but trying to say that in words is not going to be helpful. I will
Okay.
I'll send you those links and a link to my calendar so they can go right in and schedule the session if that's something they
Okay.
are interested in.
Okay, that sounds great. So again, thank you, Kim. I also want to thank our audience for tuning in and checking out the podcast. I hope you found this as valuable as I have. If you have a compelling story to tell about difficult decisions you've made and would like to share it or open to sharing it, come on the podcast. Please reach out to me, and I'd like to consider guests like yourselves and coming on. So the way to do that is go to rickwilliamsleadership.com and then go to the Create the Future podcast section on my website. So again, that's rickwilliamsleadership.com. Again, Kim, I want to thank you. And for all of our listeners, remember that you create the future by the decisions you make today. When you have a tough and important decision to make, slow down and take time to get it right. And yes, have some fun along the way. Until next time, be well. What an interesting and inspiring conversation. I hope you found it as valuable as I did. Thank you for listening. Let me know if you have a compelling story to tell about making tough choices for your organization or for yourself. Coming on my podcast is a way to share what you have learned with a wider audience. If someone you know would be a great guest, please make an introduction. I welcome leaders with a story to tell and important learning to share. You can contact me about the podcast at podcast.rickwilliamsleadership.com. That's podcast.rickwilliamsleadership.com. Please share the link to my podcast with your colleagues. They will thank you for getting them access to these valuable conversations. And finally, please give us a great rating on and subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Just search for Create the Future with Rick Williams. Thank you for listening to Create the Future with Rick Williams podcast, conversations with leaders who make difficult decisions and build lasting legacies.